Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, let's prepare for it to hit Vinton, Louisiana, like somebody told you last week. Hey, let's have some fun. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. If you don't, well, tough. And you know, you can always watch us on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 and put your comments on there. If they're good, we'll read them. And you can also hear what goes on during the breaks. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. And isn't too scared about all the storm stuff. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good today.
Hallie.
I had a really good weekend.
Okay. What'd you do?
Well,
you smoked some reefer, I can already tell.
No, I didn't actually. I did drink a lot, but, you know, that's every weekend. So Saturday, we decided to go check out that Tubbs poutine that everybody's been talking about in the energy corridor.
Poutine.
Pretty good. Okay. I'll still take Maple Leaf's base poutine, which is what I like, but I had one with like brisket and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. So for those of you out in that area, you want to check out some poutine, that's a cool place. And then I did a lot of I think I've won 3 out of the last 4 poker tournaments I played.
Oh, look at you.
You're
a machine.
I mashed the ponies yesterday. And had a big bet on the Golden Knights -1.5 goals last night. So really good weekend. Nice cash outs today all over the place, which is always good.
Good
so
for you.
I'm in a great mood. Yeah. And
good.
Binge watched season 5 of Lucifer, the first half. Too emo for me.
Okay.
And I also watched the show that Aaron recommended, Ted Lasso. Funny, but you know, a little too positive for me. I like negative.
Did you watch the season finale of Yellowstone?
I did. I watched that today, actually.
Oh, boy. That was what we call, in the business, we call it a cliffhanger.
Indeed. This is the first one.
And he was like, that can't be it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's it. We've got to wait now. We're now in wait and see mode. And there's a lot of questions that'll need to be answered. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a spoiler.
Well.
But there's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
This is the first season that hasn't ended where, you know, hey, if there's not another season, cool. This one, boy, you better have another season.
You have
to. Which they do. Yeah. So.
And maybe that's by design. Maybe that first one, they were like, well, we don't know.
Yeah.
And now, like, the show's gotten, it's gotten some traction. So now maybe they're just saying, you know what, we got it. We're playing for it here.
Yeah,
and that, God bless him. It was a good season.
Yeah, it really was. I think this has been the best season yet. And I thought last season was pretty good. Too much of the kid, but very good. 408. Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you.
So, I thought this one was pretty solid all the way through. A lot of good episodes. A lot of good violence. I mean, I like the mafia aspect of the show.
It is a little gangster.
Yeah, which is right up my alley. And, you know, so yeah, I thought it was good. Let's see. What else did we have this weekend? I actually watched some more obscure sports. Watched the Champions League final. I watched the end of the Indy 500, which I thought was one of the worst things I've ever seen. They end the last 4 laps on caution. So, like, the race is over with 4 laps to go.
That's lame.
NASCAR wouldn't have done that. They would have done the restart and everything else. And I'm sure Trey can speak to that. But, yeah, that was...
He can't because he fell asleep in the stupid race.
Don't blame him. It was boring as hell. But I just kind of felt like, you know what, I should watch this. But then I just watched a lot of hockey and basketball and... Tried to watch the Astros. I will say this, Fernando Tatis Jr., a gift from God. That is the hero baseball needs.
That's a good sports player right there.
Yeah.
And again, look at the Astros' record versus teams with a winning record and versus a team with a losing record. They've yet to have, they have zero wins against teams that currently have a winning record. Now you can say, well, the Rockies have a losing record because they got swept by the Astros, and that's true. But, you know, through 25 games or whatever, there are three teams that they've played that have a winning record, and the Astros have, they've offered against them.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of been their MO in the past, but at least they'd win some games against the Yankees and the Red Sox and the good teams. But, you know, they always feasted on these donkeys, and that's kind of what they're doing. They're just, they're also not getting as many opportunities against good teams, and there's just not many that they're playing.
Yeah.
And they haven't even gotten a chance to beat up on the Rangers yet, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, that's, there's nothing wrong with feasting on the donks. It just doesn't bode well for the playoffs. You know what they remind me of? Kind of remind me of the Indians teams the last couple of years. Like, they're good enough to win the division, or they'll probably finish second, but they're good enough to make the playoffs, and then that's about it.
Okay.
That's what they look like today, especially with, you know, with all the injuries they're having now. And the trade deadline, I think, is next Monday.
Yeah.
So
it's weird how quickly that comes.
Yeah, how many teams are actually so far out of it that they're going to be sellers?
I think the Mariners.
That's about it, huh?
But also, who do you want from that team?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to try to booster the bullpen somehow if you're the Astros, but yeah. I just don't know what all is going to be available, and I think the competition for guys is going to be pretty high because there's just not that many sellers.
You know who the worst team in the American League is right now? The Boston Red Sox.
Now, they have some people you might
9 and 20 are the Boston Red Sox.
Boy, I never thought I'd hear that.
There is one team in Major League Baseball with a worse record than the Red Sox, and that one is a little less of a surprise, the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, and the Pirates don't have any players you want either. They're a mess. The Red Sox, though, there's some useful stuff there. You could dig through and find something of note. But again, in a season where everybody's making the playoffs, how much do you really want to? And it's such a weird season anyway. How much do you really want to invest? And how much of your future do you want to mortgage? Especially, are teams going to want to take on or give up? I should say. Controlled cheap talent with an uncertain future when it comes to you know, fans and things like that. You probably want as many of these guys that are making $0. I mean, not zero, but making very few dollars. That's what you want. You'd love to have as many of those guys as you can. And is it worth giving up one to bring in some high priced left-handed relief pitcher for the stretch run? I don't know. I think each team's going to look at it differently, I'm sure.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls, and yes, we'll keep you up to date on the Rockets as they close in on halftime. That game started at 3, so it will finish sometime during the show. And 58-54, is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay, Rockets up by 4.
And Fred, we'll talk about it on the other side of this break, but I think I fell in love this weekend.
I
fell in love with a sports player.
I'm gonna guess it rhymes with Luka Doncic.
Yeah, and I've been a fan, but when you have moments like he had this weekend, you had games like he had this weekend. It's like, dude, it's a guy who's just literally impossible to cheer for. And I'll make a bold statement on the other side of this bad boy. How about that?
All right, we'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Finney Smith to inbound. Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Doncic wins the game at the buzzer!
Bang, bang, it's good!
Bang. Incredible finish to that game. And there, you know what? There's some questions that Doc Rivers should have to be answering. And, you know, nobody's going to be perfect every time. But I also thought, I was like, oh, Rick Carlisle leaving Trey Burke on the bench in this key moment is probably a mistake, because I said, who besides Luka do you feel can beat you right now? And if I'm the Mavericks, I feel like the only guy, if Luka gets denied the ball, he can't get a shot, the only other guy I want shooting the ball is Trey Burke. He's on the sideline during the last play. And so I was like, oh, Rick Carlisle, you're blowing it. But then when Trey Burke's not out there, you assume that you've got two of the best defenders in the league in Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And you're like, if there's a switch at some point, if we've got a switch off of Luka, we want it to be switched to George or Kawhi from one to the other. You don't want anyone besides Paul George or Kawhi Leonard defending Luka right there. Well, they get switched. And who's on Luka now? Reggie Jackson. And I think Luka's eyes got about as big as saucers, and he said, oh boy, it's on. And he hits this shot. It's a first round, game four. So it's not going to go down as like a historic NBA shot. But it was certainly a massive shot, and if that were in a game seven, we see that forever and ever,
right? Especially for them to win the series when they're not supposed to,
and we don't know if they're going to win that series, and no. So a lot of this is hinging on if they are able to win, which I think they could. I mean, the way they're playing, the Clippers look flustered. Paul George sucks right now. I mean, there's just a lot going on with them that's not great. And I mean, the Mavericks just won that game. Luka on one leg and Kristaps Porzingis in warm-ups, because he didn't feel like he thought his knee was a little too balky to go. So yeah, I would say they can win. But I realized watching today that this is a special player. And not like, he's good, obviously, but I'm talking, this guy might be, if you had your choice of any player in the NBA to start your roster, I think I'd pick him. And that includes the guy who's going to win his second consecutive MVP award, because the truth of it is Giannis can't shoot. Yep. And if I'm building a team in 2020 around a player, I need a player who could shoot a little. And Luka, he's not a great 3-point shooter. I don't even know if he's an average 3-point shooter, but he's a playmaker, man. And he's obviously a much better shooter than Giannis.
Right.
But he just has that it thing, and he's got the size. I want to hate him because he's a Dallas Maverick, and that's typically my go-to is, oh, you play for the Mavericks, I don't like you. You can't not like that guy. And the fact that he's got...
No, you can, but it makes you a horrible human being.
Yeah, you're a bad person if you like him. The fact that he's got 20 triple-doubles in his career already, and he's 21, that's pretty impressive. If he gets 20 more, he'll be in the top 10 all time in triple doubles, and he's 21 years old. He's played two seasons.
He's probably going to get there.
I think he might.
Yeah.
I think he might. But am I missing someone? Do you guys have someone else? Like if you're everybody's thrown in the pool, and I know people will say Zion.
I'll pass.
I'm telling you, I'll take Luka. I'll take him every time over Zion. Every time. A, because I don't know if Zion is as good as anybody wants to make him out to be. B, I don't know that his body's going to hold up to the NBA. Well, but
I think those two, the one guy that, you know, if you ask me in a year, if he continues to develop, John Morant, I might put in that conversation. He's got a ways to go, but look how far Luka came in a year.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, and we're talking the young players here, right? Because I'm going to pass on anybody who's over 30 at this stage.
So that and anybody over 30 includes James Harden, LeBron James, Steph Curry, all of whom are great players. Kawhi Leonard's, I think, 29. I mean, these are all guys that if you had this, and I've kind of gone, for the longest time, it was LeBron. If you're going to build a team, right, build it with LeBron, and I'll just take whatever's left in LeBron's tank. And then I think I kind of switched over to Steph Curry. Like, maybe that's the guy I'd want. Just because he's got that magical thing, like, where if there's a big shot that's got to be hit at the end of a game, is there anybody you want more than Steph Curry taking that shot? I mean, I think if you say someone else, you're probably lying. But if there's a shot to win the game and there's like 2 seconds left and someone's got to chuck it up there, I think I'd rather have Steph than anyone else. But he's 32 years old.
Right.
He's got injury issues now. We don't know what he'll be when he comes back. And I think recently, probably 2 years ago, I switched to, if I could have anybody in the NBA, I'd probably have Kawhi. And that, I mean, that was probably his last full season with the Spurs is when I was thinking that. And then he did really play, and I was like, and then he goes to Toronto and he won a championship. And I was like, okay, yeah, I was right about him. He's the real deal. But at 29 now, I'm looking for someone.
He's Luka. Not going to hold up better at the age of 29 than he did it even last year or the year before. Well, 2 years before. Yeah, I think the one case I would make for Giannis is you can still learn to shoot. You can get better shooting the basketball. And I still think that, and if he ever does, then he's just going to be an unstoppable machine if he can ever learn to shoot. But, you know, by now, you start to wonder if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But I think those are the two you make the case for today. Somebody says Dame Lillard. I've seen what he is when he's the best player on his team, which is really good. But it's like James Harden light for me.
And Dame is 30 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not building my team around a 30-year-old dude at this point. I'm just not.
But that was pretty damn exciting to watch, and I enjoyed that. And I know people want to hate Dallas, but that's a fun team to watch. And I'm guessing, I don't know, you think Rockets fan is actually rooting for the Mavericks to beat the Clippers? Take one more thing out of their way?
I think everybody's rooting for the Mavericks to beat the Clippers.
I am. I mean, I want to see it. We talked about it when the playoffs started, about how much fun they were to watch and how this was going to be a tough out for somebody, and they're probably a year away. It'd be fun if they were able to make a run this year.
Yeah.
So, 7-1.
Someone says Jason Tatum, and I like Jason Tatum. It just doesn't feel like he's the same. Like, I mean, he's a good player. I don't think he's on that level. I do think he's very good, and I think he's a guy they can build around. He's a legit building block, but I don't think he's that. And the other guys that I'm getting are Embiid and Jokic. You're building a team in 2020 around a big? Okay.
And a big who can't stay on the floor?
Yeah, that's a lie also. Like, you're telling me if you were in a draft, and it's like, okay, now's our big moment. Who are you going to pick? Your job's on the line here. Who do you want to build around? Ooh, let's go Joel Embiid. You're lying. That's a lie. There's zero chance you would say that.
Boy, if Philly were to get a call from any of those teams we mentioned and said, hey, we'll trade you this guy for Embiid, and throw in four number one picks, they'd do it in a heartbeat.
I'll be honest. Think about it now. If you're Dallas, is there a player you could get offered one for one that you would take and you would give up Luka? I don't think there is.
Oh, if I'm the Mavericks, I'm certainly not doing it.
No, he's that guy.
Yeah. And plus, like I said, he's getting better.
He's 20. He just turned 21.
Yeah.
Just turned 21. Bernardo said, Donovan Mitchell's pretty good. Why would Giannis learn to shoot if he already won two MVPs without knowing how to? Well, at some point, winning MVPs is fine and good. But if you don't win a title, that's eventually what you're going to be remembered for. I don't know that Giannis's game is the kind that's going to win a title, because I can't count on Giannis to hit a big shot when I need him to.
Yeah, and we've also, as much as people like to bang on Harden in the playoffs, not like he's done much. Now he's had less of a body of work, but you know, all of those are things that...
James has never had a game in the playoffs in a big moment against a team that he was supposed to beat or wasn't supposed to beat, like where James was the underdog and he was like, oh yeah, watch this. Doesn't happen. And I'm so tired of people on Twitter and on radio saying, oh, well, Luka and James are the same player. No, they're not. No, they're not.
Yeah,
their games look sort of similar, but they're not the same player. Not even close.
Well, and I'm going to take the 21-year-old any day of the week.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, look at what Luka's doing at age 21 compared to what James Harden was at age 21. I mean, one guy's, you know, probably top five in MVP voting, and the other guy was fifth or sixth in minutes for the Thunder.
All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It's a little weather talk we were doing on the Twitch, but apparently there's some kind of beef going on between the Fox 26 weather and the Channel 13 weather stuff. I'd like to find out what they're beefing about. But we played the track at the beginning of the show. Who was the woman speaking?
That was Judge Lena Hidalgo.
Okay. You know, she may be a mask 10, but that voice is like a 3. She sounds like a 15-year-old.
I mean, was it? Oh, no. She's, what, 25?
She's 29.
What's she supposed to sound like?
You're not supposed to sound like a child.
I mean,
come on. You're a leader. You're supposed to be confident and strong.
Is she supposed to talk like Jerry Falwell Jr.?
Jerry Falwell Jr. would be fine.
Jerry Falwell, did you see the news about Jerry Falwell Jr. today?
I did.
Jerry Falwell Jr., I wish we had him on today. I don't know where our connection Lance is to Jerry Falwell, and Lance are buddies. I don't think they're buddies quite like the Falwells were buddies with Giancarlo Granda.
Apparently was mowing the lawn.
He was the pool boy.
Oh, okay, pool boy.
Yeah, he was cleaning out the filters, but in more than the traditional ways. Giancarlo Granda, which refers to him as a former business partner of Jerry Falwell Jr. Jerry Falwell Jr., who talks about, you know, he'll talk about how awful gay people are and they're ruining our culture and society and things like that. Well, Giancarlo Granda had a 7-year sexual relationship involving Falwell's wife, Becky, and Falwell himself. That's
Giancarlo.
That's awkward.
Not wise, guys.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of it was he would have sex with Becky Falwell while Jerry Falwell would stand behind the door and just watch.
Yeah. Well, that's not that uncommon. There's a lot of people who do stuff like that.
Right. But he also, and that's just the audio that was put out. But it also says that there was a relationship with both of them.
So he liked to join in every now and then?
I don't know if that happened. I think, yes, that there was times where they would share. But mostly, he liked watching from the corner of the room.
Okay.
So, Jerry Falwell Jr., who is the president of Liberty University.
Well, I thought he stepped down from that.
Well, he did. Yeah. Now, that's...
I thought he did that after the pictures came out of him with the chick and his pants down or no. zipper undone. And
that wasn't enough.
Oh.
No, he did it now, though. Now that he found out good old Becky was getting plumbed by the pool boy.
Well, I mean, sounds like he already knew.
Well, now that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Well. Yep. So now all the morality police they're bummed out because, well, he no longer has the high ground, the moral high ground, as they call it.
Hmm.
But it does say after Reuters presented its initial reporting following early last week to the Falwells, a lawyer for Jerry Falwell, Michael Bowe, said the evangelical leader categorically denies everything you indicated you intend to publish about him. So that was before they published it. He says he denies it, but he also submitted his resignation. And yeah, I'm not sure. He did issue a statement that he said his wife had an affair with Granda. And Granda had been trying to extort money from them over the matter. He says, that's not the case. He was trying to negotiate a buyout from a business arrangement he had with them. But extorting money wasn't the thing, and it wasn't an affair because it was not only known about, it was actually encouraged.
Yeah.
It's never good when you're like an evangelical leader and you have to say like, oh, well, my business partner. And when you say business partner, you mean the guy I pay to have sex with my wife. That's a tough one.
It's always these guys, though. The holier than thou types. It's always these guys that get somebody on the Twitch line says it sounds like an episode of Righteous Gemstones. It really does. And that's. You know, I think there's just something about being a televangelist that, let's be honest. Most of these mega church guys are horrible human beings who are just trying to get as much money as possible. Why would we expect them to be any different in their personal lives? But you know what? That's their choice. That's fine. I mean, I mean, if that's, you know, how they want to do their marriage, that's their business. But yeah, if you're going to condemn gays and then plant one on the pool boy while he's planning your wife. that's, you know, but again, I don't look at any of these guys as kind of moral anythings. So he says it was a leave of absence after the unzip pants thing.
Okay.
So yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Who's Osteen paying? Would anybody be this is like steroids in baseball. Would anybody be shocked if some horrible story came out about Joel Osteen?
I don't know. No, I would say no. I would say no. I don't know. Someone asked if he was supposed to speak at the RNC. I don't know. I know he spoke at the one in 2016. I don't know if he was supposed to.
I thought he was. I don't know. I thought I saw
his name.
I am really proud of myself. I managed to not watch 1 second of the DNC, and I'm not watching 1 second of the RNC.
Well, that's good of you.
I just don't.
I will say, if he were to speak, I would watch.
Yeah, that I might want. I'd be curious what he'd have to say. But no, these things are also, I mean, they're just Hollywood productions. And I can't do it, man. And it's all BS. And I've lost faith in every single politician. And I don't really want to waste any of my time watching them on TV when I have better stuff to watch, like hockey tonight. Islanders money line, by the way.
How old is Becky Falwell?
Don't know.
Oops.
There you go again.
Fat fingers.
Shame.
Let's see. Becky Falwell is...
She's not... I mean, she's kind of cute, but I don't know. No, I'm going to go with no. I would not be willing to be paid to sleep with her, especially if Jerry's in the room.
Yeah, that's awkward. How come when you pull up Becky Falwell, it brings up a picture of Jonathan Falwell?
I don't know.
But she's 53.
Okay. She's a little too old for me.
And so this was 7 years ago it started. So she was 46 and he was 20. Oof. They were almost in that Pat D stat territory.
Yeah. Well, do you think that maybe it had been going on a little longer than that?
I don't know.
Yeah, Deacon says they're con men who specialize in the long con, and they choose church over investment fraud or phony relationships and marriages because it seems easier. I agree. I mean, that's all they are. And the problem is there are legitimate churches and legitimate pastors out there doing good work. But I think anytime you see these guys who are raking in millions, you know, Kenneth Copeland and those guys,
right,
then that's what they're doing it for.
Well, isn't it also kind of throwing your wife under the bus when you guys have this arranged thing where basically you like to watch, and then when it gets found out, you're like, she was having an affair. That seems like, if I'm the wife, I'm not really cool with that.
Well, I mean, that's, if you're going to have that arrangement, isn't part of the deal that, you know, you guys are supposed to be on the same page here?
Yeah. She kind of gets thrown under the bus here like she was just slutting around.
It's also deflecting from him with the chick, the photos from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere. We will be back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And did we just forget that the Rona exists now because of this? Is this supposed to be a distraction?
I don't know.
Can I give you my positive Rona news?
Yeah. You got some?
A little bit, yeah. And remember last week we were talking about on the Monday, it was the lowest number that we'd had in forever. The case numbers have really stabilized, the number of new cases over the last 3 days. Still too high, like 1,476, 1,472, 1,515. But it looks like it's at least stabilizing in number of new cases. Now, tomorrow's number from today will be pretty low because those Monday ones always are. But, you know, it's not evil. It's not horrible right now. It's just really bad. So there.
Okay. Well, not totally horrible is better than horrible.
Yeah. can we check the recent records of fighters that come on the Blitz before they fight? I feel like the chick that came on was the last one to win.
Lauren Murphy, she's talking about.
Yeah. Alex Morano got blasted. Juan Adams hasn't won in forever. And Ike Villanueva didn't show up twice.
Daniel Pineda.
Did he win?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Daniel Pineda. Yeah, because he was on last week.
UFC 252. Like, yeah, just recently.
Boom. All right.
And Alex, by the way, Alex has come on before every fight that he's had in the UFC. And I want to say he's like 6-3 in the UFC. So yeah. Derek Lewis has been on our show a bunch of times, and he's the number 3 ranked heavyweight in the world. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's a... There, now you know the record.
Yeah.
But, all right, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. Hey, you know what I realized this week is I was writing my columns today. The one for Thursday is kind of on the NFL. 2 weeks from Thursday is the start of the NFL season.
I know.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
It's not even 2 weeks from Thursday. Yeah, it's September 11th, right? Or September 10th.
September 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah, so two weeks from Thursday. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's on, baby.
But it doesn't feel like it, right? It doesn't feel like, because I guess because there's no preseason.
That's the only reason why. I was thinking about that the other day, too.
And we haven't had the buildup, and we can't really get out there to find out what's going on. All I have to go on is Bill O'Brien's transcripts every day, or Romeo Crennel's transcripts, as it was the other day. He thinks Anthony Weaver's doing fine. But,
wait, does he think that as the GM or as the coach?
No, it was Crennel thinks that of Weaver.
Okay.
So... hint, that's kind of my Wednesday column. But Thursday, I don't know if you saw what Mike Zimmer say. He says, doesn't think it's fair that some places are going to have fans and some aren't. And
I mean, isn't it up to each team?
Yeah, it is up to it is up to each team. But of course, they're beholden to whatever the city's rules are, right? So like in Minneapolis, you can't have more than 250 people in one place.
Okay.
So they don't really think it's worth it to put 250 people in there.
So they think everyone should suffer then?
Apparently, that's what he thinks.
There's zero chance the NFL would be good with that because it's a financial crisis already. Like, they're not trying to, if a team's got a chance to make any money, they're not going to say, oh, you're not allowed to make any money. I mean, if their local government allows it, then that's what they'll do because it's not like the fans are going to be interacting with the players.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is he makes it sound like it's going to be this huge advantage having fans in there. Right, and I don't want to give away too much of my Thursday column, but when the Texans play at Arrowhead, there's going to be 17,000 fans. That's not an advantage. Not anywhere near what that place usually is. I mean, they're not going to be loud enough to, you know, where you can't hear the cadence. So Larry Mutunsil will false start 4 times instead of 6. It's not going to be that big of an impact. And no place is going to be full. And you know what? I think if people, well, let me start with my usual caveat. If people will follow the rules, like actually wear a mask and social distance and, you know, do it like you do in a restaurant. When you're in there and you're drinking your beer, you can take your mask off. Otherwise, leave it on the whole time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, I think people should just, I think people should be allowed to do whatever the hell they want. If you want to go, I mean, if you want to go out to a game and it's allowed, then by all means, go. I mean, I've had enough of this. Oh, what if one person dies? Somebody could die in a car on the way home. I mean, if the city's going to allow it, let them go. Just be smart. Don't be a bunch of idiots like those Chiefs fans last week who got to go to practice and then all took off their masks. You know, just be responsible about it. And if you're going to do that, I'm all for it, man. I'm all for opening everything back up if people will agree to be responsible. So there.
I think whining about other teams getting to have fans is lame.
It's pretty bitchy. It really is. And
we're not allowed to.
Okay, so 10,000 fans in a 70,000-seat stadium is going to make such a difference. It'd be like when Tulane used to play in the Superdome. It's not going to be any kind of advantage whatsoever, Zimmer. Are you already making excuses? Well, what if they allow fans in Lambeau? Oh, well, so what? So what? So I now I'm curious. Somebody's got to send me what this beef is between 26-13. I mean, there can't be anything more entertaining than weather beef.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know who works where. I don't know any of that stuff.
I don't either, but I'm kind of curious now.
I saw a Facebook post that Mike Iskovitz, who's the meteorologist for 26, and posted, I think it was Friday night or Saturday morning, and was like, look, I'm not going to tell you to, you know, be scared to death over something, but I haven't seen an actual article or anything with somebody from 13 going back at him or anything like that. He basically said at 26, they're trying to tell people, don't think that this is just the end of the world hurricane and everything is going to come crashing down because of a little bit of water and wind.
Okay.
Well, I agree with that, but I also agree with it's not coming here. It's not 78-2, about to be 79-2 on storm prediction. Yes, one of them was really bad. One of them I missed on Ike. Okay, it happens. But and the other one was harmless. I missed on whether or not it was going to snow, which was the same year. It ended like a DiMaggio streak. That was unbeatable. And then, yeah, twice in 1 year, one of them being Ike. That's a pretty big L. Not going to lie. That's one.
That's the black mark on your resume.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a big one. That's like the big, like when you go and, it's like when you take a test and you get everything right, and then there's one question that's like worth 60% of the exam, and you blow it, you get that big red X. Yeah. That was me.
So I found his actual post that it was on, I'm guessing, Saturday morning. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
It says, I see there's a new battle. This is Mike Iskovitz from Fox 26. I see there's a new battle in TV news for who can post the scariest scenario to get the most likes and shares. I'm not a fan of playing that game. All of us at Fox 26 will let you know exactly what we know and what we don't. We have families, too, and we'll have to deal with a hurricane exactly like you will. Comparing potential Hurricane Laura to a hurricane that killed 10,000 people 120 years ago is hype, and apparently it works. Just be prepared for a possible hurricane later this week, and we'll track its strength and keep you aware.
I bet you that's in reference to that 1900 thing. Because when I saw that, I'm like, really?
And I mean, 120 years ago.
Yeah, look up Travis Herzog's tweet on that. That's who it was. And usually he seems pretty reasonable. So I was a little surprised that he went there. But it's like, oh, it's the same track as a 1900 storm, which destroyed Galveston, which, you know what they didn't have in 1900? A little thing called the seawall.
That's true.
As a matter of fact, that was built for that very reason.
Or the real ability to track these things.
Yeah.
And tell people to take cover, take shelter.
Or television.
Yeah. Little things like that. So.
The interweb. www.nohurricanes.com 1900. What didn't it didn't exist.
A32 says Fred is always wrong. We screwed. I just gave you the record. That's not always. I mean, that's two in the history of the world. One really bad, I admit. Oh boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Guess what's back in action, baby, on Thursday. Carbach is back in action. The beer's always been there, of course, but the pub, they're going to be open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, Sundays, 11 to 6, starting on Thursday. The beer garden will be open 3 to 9 Thursday and Friday, 11 to 9 on Saturday, and 11 to 6 on Sunday. And they're going to have some great deals as well. Sunday brunch starting on September 5th. All days on Sundays from 11 to 6. And then Wednesday, they've got the Great Burger in a Box special. A Carbach burger, Crawford Bach beer, and a glass for $18. And Big Beer Mondays, you can get a 22-ounce Love Street, Hopadillo, Southern Wheat, Crawford Bach, or whatever the current seasonal is. You get a 22-ouncer for the price of a pint on Mondays. So some great deals and great food out at Carbach. And, of course, it's all over in the grocery store. So follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on with them. But make sure when you're out and about, you grab yourself some Carbach and make sure you get out to the pub this week.
ESPN 97.5. 97.5.